Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Articles in The Economist and multiple press releases worldwide recently reported, quote, the discovery of a new ecological habitat in the ocean, a diverse multitude of microbes colonizing and thriving on flecks of plastic that have polluted the oceans, a vast new human-made flotilla of microbial communities that they have dubbed the plastosphere. In a study published online in Environmental Science and Technology, the scientists suggest that, quote, the plastosphere represents a novel ecological habitat in the ocean and raises a host of questions. How will it change environmental conditions for marine microbes, favoring some that compete with others? How will it change the overall ocean ecosystem and affect larger organisms? How will it change where microbes, including pathogens, will be transported in the ocean? The collaborative team of scientists, Eric Zettler from Sea Education Association, Tracy Mincer from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and Linda Amaral Zettler from the Marine Biological Laboratory, analyzed marine plastic debris that was skimmed with fine-scale nets from the sea surface at several locations in the North Atlantic Ocean during sea research cruises. Quote, we're not just interested in who's there. We're interested in their function, how they're functioning in this ecosystem, how they're altering this ecosystem, and what's the ultimate fate of these particles in the ocean, says Amaral Zettler. Are they sinking to the bottom of the ocean? Are they being ingested? If they're being ingested, what impact does that have? They found at least 1,000 different types of bacterial cells on the plastic samples, including many individual species yet to be identified. They included plants, algae, and bacteria that manufacture their own food, animals and bacteria that feed on them, predators that feed on these, and other organisms that established synergistic relationships. These complex communities exist on plastic bits hardly bigger than the head of a pin, and they have arisen with the explosion of plastics in the ocean in the last 60 years. The organisms inhabiting the plastosphere were different from those in surrounding seawater, indicating that plastic debris acts as an artificial microbial reef, says Mincer. They supply a place that selects for and supports distinct microbes to settle and succeed. On the other hand, the articles continue, the scientists also found evidence that microbes may play a role in degrading plastics. They saw microscopic cracks and pits in the plastic surfaces that they suspect were made by microbes embedded in them, as well as microbes possibly capable of degrading hydrocarbons. When we first saw the pit formers, we were very excited, especially when they showed up on multiple pieces of plastic or different types of resin, said Zettler. Now we have to figure out what they are by genetically sequencing them and hopefully getting them into culture so we can do experiments. The plastic debris also represents a new mode of transportation, acting as rafts that can convey harmful microbes, including disease-causing pathogens and harmful algae species. One plastic sample they analyzed was dominated by members of the genus Fibrio, which includes bacteria that cause cholera and gastrointestinal maladies. The project was conducted aboard one of two Sea Education Association traditional sailing vessels that have offered college-level semesters at sea since 1971. The research was conducted on a 2010 Atlantic voyage. A second expedition, begun in 2012, has been completed in search of comparable data and information on a Pacific voyage aboard a second sea vessel between California and Hawaii. This joint expedition is an excellent example of collaboration between scientists with common interests, pooling their financial and physical resources, using a sailing vessel as an unexpected platform for ocean science, and generating fascinating new information regarding the impact of the accumulation and deterioration of vast amounts of discarded plastic in the ocean. So begins a new exploration of the plastosphere. Earth and oceans so saturated by disintegrating plastic and associated chemicals that the ecological consequences will determine the fate of novel microbes, marine organisms, and humans for years, perhaps centuries, to come. It may be appropriate to name now a new historical period beginning in the second half of the 20th century, the Pleistocene. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.